Dublin, you'd have to say that Cork were in a much more advantageous position coming into today. They ran Dublin really, really close throughout the 70 minutes, whereas, you know, Limerick found it very hard, in particular in the first half against Dublin, and did rally in the second half, but the game was over at that stage, I would have said. The one positive I'm taking from the Limerick performance is, for me, they look to be delivering the ball into their full forward line far more readily and far more quickly. Like you say, it is hard to pick positives, but that is something that I have seen from Limerick, and I did see it in the McGrath Cup in the early couple of games, but they seem to have lost that a little bit more. The game was quite open, so it gave Limerick chance to kick the ball into the full forward line. But outside of that, it's hard to pick the positives. Cork were just too strong, too powerful, too quick. And when they got into the scoring zone, Cork seemed to score every single time. The damage was done in the first half. Yes, the damage was done in the first half. And it was just it was always going to be a damage limitation thing in the second half. You know, Limerick put up a good effort, but like Cork getting 1-2 at the start of the second half really was very, very soul-destroying for the Limerick lads. And even though they stuck in there, club mate of mine, Killian Fahey, got three nice points off the left leg in the second half, but Limerick still struggled. They had a couple of goal chances. Brian Donovan hit the crossbar, and there was another one that Hughie Burke had in front of the goals, and he just miscontrolled it as he looked like he was going to strike for the goal. So it was a little bit too easy all the way through. And like I say, Cork's superior scoring ability and ability just to take the ball through the middle without challenges, that's really what came back to bite Limerick.
Finally, Tommy, how does Ray Dempsey pick up this side for the home visit of Meath in a week's time?
I'm not sure he's fully aware of where the best positions for his players are yet. And look, I'm not at training every day, but when I look at our midfield, I just think a midfield that was there today, they're just not proficient enough to deal with the likes of Maguire and O'Callaghan. They just got brushed aside too readily. They were second for the runs all the time. They seem to have been dominated. Cork guys were making their runs and they were reactive as opposed to proactive. Also, the likes of Adrian Enright comes off the bench, and he's been playing in the full forward line, but he struggled to get on the ball. I'd much rather see Adrian Enright in the half forward line, where he gets a chance to run with the ball. Look, there are a few other positives that we take with Brian Donovan and Hughie Burke at more game time into the legs. So I think over time and like training, all these things, they're like trial and error. Does it work? Does it not work? The problem is that with all the trialing and erroring that's going on, are we going to get Limerick in a situation where we've any points out of this league, and are we going to be, you know, relegated before we even realise what our best team is? I think there definitely is more of an onus on him to get the best team sooner rather than later, and whatever that means, I don't know, but there's a bit of soul searching, a bit of good thinking to be done behind the scenes before Limerick come out next weekend against Meath.